Lucky us, lucky you. It's time for another laugh-filled Babes in Voiceland show. So pour yourself a mug of coffee or a tall, cool glass of wine and join Beth, Erica, Terry, and me, Diana, for a brief brevity break from your busy day. Okay, I have to tell you about candy. This is a candy story.
A candy story.
Do you ever eat those little Dove chocolates wrapped in the wrappers
yeah,
and you
yummy.
Open it up and they say things? Mm-hmm. So this is just a funny
like
thing.
Like, I love you. And
yeah, smile, they're free, pass them around.
Affirmations.
Yeah,
yes.
nice stuff. So
right.
I opened two candies the other night. I'm watching TV. It's dark. I don't read the stuff, but I save it for the next day because I like to read those little things.
Okay.
And what do you think? The next day, I look at the wrapper, both of them.
Uh-huh.
My last name, Toy, T-O-Y, and then it says, thinking of you, Carol P., Alabama.
Do you know her?
What?
No. I bought them at CVS, and what are the chances I would open candy that would have my last name?
So do you think they were seconds and maybe she had them made for like somebody named
Toy,
and then you just got them in the bag or something?
Can I see that?
Yeah.
You know, maybe
let me
see this.
M&M's, you know how you can special order them with...
No, but I did call the company to ask them, and they said about 2 or 3 years ago, they had a thing where people could submit things they wanted to say on a label.
But this wasn't it.
Really? This lady must have just submitted T-O-Y.
Toy. Thinking, which is Toy, which is your last name.
Yeah.
And you opened it up and said, Toy, thinking of you. And you're wondering, who is saying that to me?
Yeah,
I don't know, Carol. Can I just say T-O-Y, thinking of you.
Oh, for God's sakes, I didn't think of that.
All right, there you go.
Oh, you're so smart, Diana. I can't believe that.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's a gift.
Well, it's kind of like with those license plates. Remember when we did that couple shows back and we were trying to figure out what all the license plates were?
She's good at this.
I was the license plate figure outer.
Yeah, she was.
But if you opened a candy and it said McLean, you would have to think.
If I opened a candy and it said Duda, I would fall out of my chair.
Yeah.
Because that's my...
Don't underestimate dogs anywhere.
Huh?
Don't underestimate dogs anywhere.
Is that what
D-U-D-A?
Duda.
You know what?
That's good.
Listen.
Like what?
We should contact Dove Candy and see if we could submit that. That would be just to freak
and
you out.
And then it's mind blown.
Yeah.
Boom.
So anyway, and I forgot to tell you something else.
There's more.
This is funny.
Is it about candy?
No, it's not about candy, but it might be as funny as the candy.
We'll see.
You know,
or is
mind the people
blowing.
Out there may not know. We had a couple of houses we were stuck with for years, got rid of them,
They've
lost
heard
money.
All about
it's
them.
All
They've
it's
heard
a nightmare.
They were houses in a gated community. Setting it up for you, Beth.
Thank you. Gated community. So we sold the houses. We're all done, thank
Yay!
God. And a couple weeks after we sold them, I get a call from the gate. Can I let so-and-so in? I'm like, but I don't own the house anymore. Well, the guy says, I don't know what to do. I don't have anybody else to call. I said, let him in. What am I going to do?
Let him in.
Okay. Let him in.
Let him in.
Okay.
So this has been going on. I called the office.
Wait, when did you sell these houses?
Before the end of the year, about mid-December.
And it's February.
Mid-February now.
Yeah.
February. So 2 months.
Right. So for 2 months.
I've called the office. One of the ladies, the main ladies from the office, called me screaming because there's a for sale sign there that's the wrong color. I'm like, it's not me. I don't own the house.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I thought this is all over. Yesterday, what happens? I look at my phone. It's ringing. It's the damn gate again. I say, hello? There's a lady here named Barabel. Can I let her in? I'm like, yeah, let her in. I
mean, let her in?
Let her in.
So for 2 months now, just about, I am still getting calls from the gate. I've told the main gate, all the security guards, everybody. Isn't this like just too funny?
Well, how secure is it really?
Well, here's the funny part. Here's the funny part. Okay, it's Sienna. Oh, maybe they'll hear this and take my name off the list. But you know what's the funny part? This is this big gated community.
Right.
And everything is so secure, you can't get in.
Two gates.
But you know what? It's on Sienna Golf Course, which is a public golf course. You could go golf in there, Diana, and walk right through the community.
Well, there are a lot. lot more break-ins in Siena, it's going to be your fault because you just exposed that very special information.
And I just said, let them in.
June and her two teenage daughters, Mabel and Jade, recently moved from the big city to a house in the country. None of them are used to country life and the challenges it brings.
Oh, I miss my friends. I miss the subway. I can't even go anywhere by myself anymore. Everything is too far away.
Mom, why did we have to move here? Mabel is right. It's so boring and so quiet.
Now, girls, let's give this house that I inherited from Uncle Harry a chance. It is peaceful here and, yes, so quiet that you can almost hear a pin drop. Don't you just love it?
No.
It stinks.
I hate it.
P.U.
It's too quiet.
Wait a minute. Shh. I think I hear something.
I think I hear something, too. Oh, it sounds like it's coming from inside the walls. What is it?
As the girls start to panic, Mom reaches for the phone. She knows what it is and who to call. She tries to keep the girls calm until they arrive. Sometime later that day.
Hello, ma'am. I'm Gus. You called us about problems with household pests?
Oh, yes. Thank goodness you're here. Come in.
I think we've got mice.
Who's at the door? Do we have company?
Yay! Finally, we won't be so bored. Hey, who's that?
Ma'am, are you positive you have mice?
Mice? Who said anything about mice?
Oh, I'm not staying here another second if we have mice.
Don't worry, girls. This is Gus, and he is going to figure out what's going on and fix the problem. Aren't you, Gus?
Yeah, that's the plan, ma'am. Now, are you sure they aren't rats?
Rats?
Let me out of here.
I want to go back home now.
This is awful. I can't even believe
it. Calm down, girls. Calm down. Honestly, I think they're too small to be rats. In fact, I'm sure they're mice. Surely, Gus, your traps can catch all rodents anyway, don't they?
Well, honestly, ma'am, we don't use traps.
So then your poison kills everything?
We don't use poison either.
So, are you telling me that you gas them then, or shoot them?
We don't use any violence on household pests, ma'am. Instead, we relocate them.
Aw, that's so sweet. No violence. Isn't that cool, Mabel?
No, that's not cool. I want him to kill them so they don't come back.
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding you. Are you saying that you really don't kill them? How do you relocate them? What do you do? Threaten them with some kind of legal action for being squatters?
Good one, Mom.
Ma'am, you do realize that serving rodents with a legal document would be futile?
Oh, he's kind and he's funny. Oh, I think I like him.
Oh, Jade, please. He's an idiot.
No, he's not.
He is?
No, he's not.
Idiot.
Enough,
what
girls.
What do you know?
Hold it down. Now, let me get this straight. Is there really no killing? I just can't believe this. What kind of crackpot pest control company did I call anyway?
I assure you, ma'am, that we have been in this business a long time. Killing only kindles a desire for revenge. This is a much better solution, as relocation results in little or no bitterness.
Oh, Gus, I believe you.
Oh, God, heaven help us.
All right, then. I guess we'll give this a try. Gus, can you please relocate my mice?
Am I the only one here that didn't drink the Kool-Aid?
Now, you're positive they're mice, not small rats or shrews?
Why? What does that matter? We just want to get rid of them.
Okay, ma'am. Let me explain so you can understand. I play different instruments for different critters. If I play a tune on a flute, a mouse will stay where he is. However, on the other hand, if a rat hears a flute, he'll dance out the door. But mice, they're partial to saxophones.
What? I guess I've heard it all now. So let me get this straight. You're like a modern-day Pied Piper?
Well, sort of, ma'am, but I prefer to be called a melodic pest control specialist.
Oh, that's so cool.
You've got to be kidding me.
Okay, Mr. Melodic Pest Control Specialist, go perform your magic.
Very good, ma'am. I'm just going to go out to the van there and I'm getting my saxophone. I'll be back in a sec.
A saxophone, really? Why don't you bring your tambourine, too? What a jerk.
I'm back.
Wow. Gus, can I ask you a question?
Sure, darling. Ask me anything you want.
Are you married?
Huh?
I mean, can a saxophone really entice men? Oh, I mean mice?
Yep, little darling. Those critters truly love the sax. I'll try a little up-tempo number and see what happens.
Wait. Oh, what a surprise. Nothing's happening.
You must not have deer mice. Let me jazz it up a little and see if you have field mice.
Holy caroli, would you look at that? Look at how many mice there are. And they're all dancing.
And the mice are dancing out the door and all the way into the back of Gus's van.
Well, Gus, that truly was an amazing thing to watch.
Yep. Sometimes, even with little critters like these here, when you hear your favorite tune, you just can't help it. You have to get up and dance.
Oh, none of my friends back in the city will believe this.
You know, last week, ladies, I had 100 rats that danced the conga right into my van. They were all living in the old mill, you know, the one that's right off of Route 42.
In all honesty, Gus, I do believe you're a magician.
No, not a magician, ma'am. I'm a melodic pest control specialist.
Well, I know that we are all really big dog lovers out
there,
right?
Yes.
We've had dogs, we have dogs, we love dogs, and there's a good reason for that.
Why?
Because petting a dog is like a drug for your brain.
Wow.
Researchers have actually scientifically proven this now. Mm-hmm. It's not just what you think. It's really true.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is the serotonin and the dopamine gets released, which is the feel-good kind of stuff that's in our heads.
Right.
That other things can release it as well. But if you don't have those other things or even if you just have a dog and want to feel good, pet your dog.
Well,
I need to get out of this one. Pet your dog.
What about cats, horses, other little animals that you may have, birdies?
Well, Tortoises. I don't know if you get a dopamine rush if you pet a tortoise.
Is it because they don't have fur?
No, because cats have fur, but cats don't love you.
Cats don't care.
Cats don't care.
Cats don't care. You are there to feed them and clean their poop. That's all
you
care about.
Do they run
that
to
is
the door
true.
And go, we're so happy to see you.
Do you know what? Because Grady had a cat when I married him. I don't think any of you know this, but I'm allergic to cats.
Oh.
So he...
that should have been your first clue.
Well, he ended up giving it to his ex-wife. But he always told me, cats have a kiss my ass attitude. They don't just what you said, Diana.
No.
They don't care. They'll come up to you when they want to, and when they don't, they just look at you like kiss my ass.
I've had cats. Have you ever owned a cat?
I did when I was young. So. Yeah,
uh-huh.
They were outdoor cats.
I've had cats. I've had cats, but they're very independent. They just want you to do for them. They, you know, maybe they'll let you pet them. Maybe they won't.
It depends on their mood. But let me tell you something. My dog starts every single one of my mornings off with love.
See?
And his name is Riley.
He does. He's almost 100 pounds. He's a beautiful golden retriever. His name is Riley. He's my best chum. And even though he's not allowed on the bed, he manages to jump up on it every morning. Not because he's got a potty,
but
he wants to snuggle. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he protects me. He saw me through my cancer treatment. He is an inspiration. He
he's
got me
awesome.
Up off the couch. He's a great dog. But here's the best part, you guys. He does not want me to ever be anxious about anything. And whenever the Golden Knights hockey team is playing and the television comes on, he immediately starts trying to distract me. because I get very into the game. And the announcers are very into it because every time anybody skates near a net, their voices go up and then the dog gets anxious. So the other night we turn on the Knights game and the dog immediately starts in my face, wants to be near me, wants to distract me, wants to go outside. Goes outside, comes inside. Wants to go outside, comes inside. Wants to go outside. Next thing you know, he's got three toys in his mouth, and he's standing at the back door because he wants me to come outside and play so I'm not watching the television and getting upset about the hockey game.
How cute.
So that's why I love dogs.
Now, does he stare into your eyes, and do you stare into his?
Yes.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
Okay.
When you stare in the eyes of a dog that you know,
it
releases oxytocin. Which is a hormone that helps bond a mother and child. So you're actually bonding when you stare into each other's eyes.
And when a dog leans its body weight against you, it's hugging you.
Well, let me tell you, you know, I'm always going through this. Do I want to get a puppy again? Do I want a dog? I'm always thinking about it. And I always talk myself out of it because, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Worth
but
every second.
If I ever get a dog, I have decided what kind. Have you ever seen a multi-poo?
Yes.
A multi-poo.
Yes.
It's a cross between a Maltese and a poodle. And they don't get more than about 8 pounds. And when we're done, I will show you pictures.
That's
if I make the decision, I'm going to show you exactly. I already called the place. I know exactly where I'm going to get it.
My dog poops 8 pounds a day.
Yeah, I know. That's all I want. Little fit through the doggy door. And if he or she gives me trouble, you just pick him up and hug him. That's all.
But, you know, bigger dogs are good, too, because bigger dogs give you full body hugs.
Nope. Yep. Yeah.
They're really cool. Mm-hmm. And bigger dogs, for some reason, befriend other animals much more easily. Like, I always see pictures on Facebook, like, there's a dog laying on its bed, and then people put out a bed for a deer because the deer comes and visits every day.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's cute.
Yeah. And they're just really
or
friends
or
birds.
Or all kinds of things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's really cool. Interspecies, we should learn from them.
If you don't have a dog, go get one. And don't go buy one. Rescue one.
Rescue. Exactly. Rescue. Because rescues are great. It will help you with your anxiety, with your depression.
Yep.
It will make you happy.
That's true. But I hate to tell you, when it comes, I'm buying them. I already got the place.
No, you're politically incorrect. Turn that off.
I'm buying them.
I will believe you the day I walk in this house and I got a dog piddling on the floor because it's happy to see me. But that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, I think we have to go. Can you tell our listeners how they can find us?
Why, I would be happy to. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on WWDBTV.com. And you can find us at our website, babesinvoiceland.com. How's that, Terry?
Perfect.
All right, see you all soon.